There's something exquisite about the sound of centuries-old Italian instruments. Maybe it's the wood, the glue, the varnish, certainly the craftsmanship. Concert artists, at least those who can afford and find them, almost always favor the Guarneris and the Guadagninis and, of course, instruments from the workshop of Antonio Stradivari. This is a 1994 recording of German violinist Christian Tetzlaff. He's playing a 1713 Stradivarius valued at $2 million. It was loaned to him. Christian Tetzlaff actually owns and plays much newer violins in concert. He's in the studios of Minnesota Public Radio and has brought one of his violins with him. He joins us. Hi, Christian.
Hi.
Tell us about the violin that you're holding in your hand right now.
This is a violin built by Peter Greiner, a young German violin maker, and was built in the year 1999. He couldn't have done it earlier.
Why not?
Because the demand from musicians is very high to have good instruments. I mean, we have grown in number, and the old instruments, there are simply not so many of the highest quality instruments. So for the first time, there is pressure on the violin makers to build instruments that sound at least as good as a good Stradivarius. Before, violin makers were only repairmen for the last 200 years, because the really great violin players, they would just turn to Guarneri del Gesù and Stradivarius. So without a demand, there is not enough pressure to really come up with fantastic instruments. And so now we, the interpreters, we turn to their instruments.
Is the Greiner instrument that you have in your hand, the one that was made in 1999, is that the first one that you've owned?
No, actually it's already the third of his instruments, because he's getting better and I'm always trying to get the best one for me.
So how did this happen? Yeah, you were playing a Stradivarius on loan.
Yeah, yeah.
And what did you give him, give Mr. Greiner the Stradivarius that you were playing and say, here, copy this for me on the cheap?
Yes, exactly.
Ah!
So he did that on a very sophisticated technical level with a computer tomography in the measurements and also in the thickness of the wood. He did a perfect copy of the instrument.
So using a computer, he made a perfect copy of the instrument, at least what it looked like. Did it sound like it?
It sounded very, very well.
Can we hear what the Guarneri sounds like? The one, now this is the copy of the Guarneri del Gesù that Mr. Greiner made for you. Just to hear
I
the sound
no
of the strings.
I have no clue whether on radio, really, without comparison, you can hear any of... And that's the nice thing. If you work with a violin maker, you can have demands on an instrument, and usually you're not presented with a choice of 10 Guarneri del Gesù and pick the one you would like to have most.
You get to go to Peter Greiner's shop and say, yeah, well, how's my violin coming? And he can show you and you can talk about it?
Yeah, or we take this and compare it with another one and then decide where we want to go further. With this instrument, it just shows in the reaction of the audience or even critics and reviews. It has been a right step for me in the right direction.
What do you think makes your Greiner so special, though?
His craftsmanship and his ear. What he wants, he knows where to touch the fiddle to get this sound. I think the same goes for Stradivari. I mean, Stradivari's instruments were famous at the time when he built them right from the rack. So age had nothing to do with it. It's just the way how he knew he could influence the sound.
Really? He made the violin was perfect as soon as the musician took it out. Is the same hold true for Greiner when you pull that violin out of the shop window? Did you go and
yes.
play it right away?
Yes, I saw it and I played the first concert 2 days later on it.
Really? It didn't need to be broken
and
in?
Then, no. I mean, he had worked on it so that when it's there, it's already ready. And then after 9 months or so, I had to go back because there are still things that do change in the wood, and so we had to readjust. Mm. But actually, you have to do the same thing with old fiddles quite often as well.
So it's violin to violin. The fact that mm-hmm. one was made in 1713 and one was made in 1999, it can present the same challenges but also the same rewards to someone in your position as an artist.
That's well put.
It's so interesting, though, to contrast the fact that we had Robert McDuffie, who plays a Guarneri Gesù, on our show, and he had to get together a bunch of investors because he so wanted to play this violin. He felt this violin was his. And you are saying the Greiner is yours.
But if I had seen this Guarneri del Gesù, I might have felt the same way he did.
Yeah, but the cost. I mean, how much did your Greiner cost?
Well, that's not a factor that should be the first one for me.
I agree, but...
It would be like something like $17,000.
You've been working on Bach now with the violin that you've brought. Is there a passage from something that you've been working on that you particularly... I don't know, maybe it's a challenge for you or maybe something that you find incredibly rewarding to play?
Well, that goes for most of the Bach sonatas. The challenges and the beauty is great. But I can play, maybe I can try to just play the opening of them just to see how it all starts.
Okay.
Christian Tetzlaff playing the beginning of Bach's Sonata number 1 for solo violin in the studios of Minnesota Public Radio on his Greiner violin. Thank you so much for that.
Sure, you're welcome.